The Wheat Foods Council continued its battle on fad diets when it met in mid-January in New Orleans, Louisiana. Wheat has become an easy punching bag for fad diets and those who profit from them, but the Wheat Foods Council has adopted a strategic plan to help inform consumers about the merits of wheat foods by influencing the influencers and telling the story of wheat. The Wheat Foods Council's initiatives focus on building and maintaining relationships with dietitians and personal trainers, as well as improving the images of enriched wheat products and modern breeding and farming practices. According to Jordan Hildebrand, Kansas Wheat Program Assistant, research conducted by the Wheat Foods Council found that many personal trainers had little to no nutrition education, but were actively giving out dietary advice on a daily basis. The Wheat Foods Council has found that this is information those professionals desperately want, but we are among the first to actively reach out and provide it. This is an amazing opportunity for the wheat industry to help shape the discussion surrounding our product with these influencers. The Wheat Foods Council has made great strides in the personal trainer world over the last year. The council has been sending representatives, including world-class triathlete Michelle Tuttle, to professional personal trainer conferences for 2 years. The Wheat Foods Council presented at Idea World, the largest personal trainer event across the globe, with over 13,000 fitness professionals in attendance. A new venture for the Wheat Foods Council is the Center for Nutrition and Athletics, a website and app designed by Wheat Foods Council to clear misconceptions about nutrition's role in a healthy, active lifestyle. Experts have also given several record-breaking informative webinars on behalf of Wheat Foods Council to a personal training audience. The Wheat Foods Council also sponsored the Enrich Your Life 5K, hosted in Manhattan, Kansas, alongside the Little Apple Marathon. The council is also maintaining contact with a number of registered dietitians they have reached through previous presence at trade shows and other events. The Colonel's Quarterly Magazine remains a popular, enriching source for dietitians on the latest information about wheat and a healthy, balanced diet. The Wheat Foods Council has also started to sponsor courses at the Culinary Institute of America in Copia that draws chefs from major national and regional restaurant chains, including Wendy's, Sonic, McAllister's Deli, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and more, that are making menu decisions for millions of consumers. Kansas wheat producers have had an active role in the Wheat Foods Council since its formation in 1972. The council is an industry-wide partnership dedicated to increasing wheat and other grains foods consumption through nutrition information, education, research, and promotional programs. The council is supported voluntarily by wheat producers, millers, and related industries. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.